Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest has packed a lot into his young life. He's established his own art gallery and arts foundation. He's been awarded a Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal and an honor as one of Canada's top 20 under 20. And recently, nature artist Josh Thiessen has been chosen as the youngest member in two elite international artist guilds, the Artists for Conservation and the International Guild of Realism. Josh is on the phone with us from his Stoney Creek, Ontario studio to talk about these honors. But first, let's listen to Something More from the Wherever We Go CD by the Alberta duo The Royal Foundry.
I couldn't be wrong, but I know this is right. Could be wrong, but I feel it inside. What if I'm wrong? Can I swallow this pride? Does she know? She know where the light is?
He could be wrong. It's happened before. He could be wrong. And shut this door. He could be right. And I'll swallow my pride. Does he know? He know where the light is? Does he know? He know where the light is? Down where the winter bends up.
Now to our interview with Josh Thiessen. Good evening, Josh.
Hi there, Robert.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. Now, for those who didn't hear our first interview, it was a little while ago, can you give our listeners a little bit of background on you and how you got involved and started as an artist?
Yeah, so I was born in Russia to Canadian parents who were working over there as missionaries and professors. And I had a Russian nanny who did lots of arts and crafts with me, holding up my stuffed animals, teaching me as a three-year-old how to draw them with shading and perspective. When we returned home to Canada, I was 10 years old, and a local artist who's now become a grandma to my brother and me, she discovered me at a church children's club and invited me over to her studio, began passing on to her skills in chalk pastel realism to me, and booked me for my first exhibition when I was 11. So since then, I've been seriously working on my art and haven't looked back.
Now, looking at that, what sort of led you down the path to choose nature and that natural realism style?
Well, I think from a young age, I was always really inspired by the natural world. In Russia, we would go to the zoos and the circuses, and I loved seeing the animals, and always felt bad for their small cages that they had. And I think, through the years, especially when I was mentored under this artist in Canada, her specialty was in realism for animal and wildlife pet portraits. And so I just really gravitated to that. Just the beauty of the natural world, the complexity of it, was really my first inspiration.
Now, who have been some of the influences that you've had in as you've been developing your style?
Yeah, so actually, I was always really interested in the works of Robert Bateman, and had the privilege of being mentored under him out in BC, where he invited me to study under him, and he gave me a huge encouragement to my work and really gave me a great boost in my career. But he was definitely an early inspiration.
And I think when people think of that particular style of art, Robert Bateman is a name that comes to mind, especially amongst Canadians. What did you learn from him as you were studying with him?
Yeah, so I learned some various painting techniques as well as composition, which was quite paramount to him, and as well to really take up environmental causes. And when I came back from being mentored under him when I was 15, I became a part of environmental causes in my own local town with the Hermosa Karst, and really protecting the natural world that we have as being good stewards of the earth that we've been given.
So it was more than just learning the painting technique. It was also learning a little bit about what your role as an artist can be in the greater world and for the greater good.
Exactly. And at the seminar that was held in BC, studying under Bateman, I found out about this group called Artists for Conservation. And it's a group of the top realist artists in nature art. And they have a similar focus to really use artists' work to create awareness for protecting the natural world. Many, many funds are donated from this great organization. So I decided that I would apply, and was happy to be juried in when I was 17. And I really felt that their beliefs were really in line with my own. I think as artists in the 21st century, we have a really unique role in creating this awareness for people to really enjoy the beautiful created world around us, and doing that obviously in a creative way, but still playing a part in all of it.
Well, and of course, part of that also comes from your own faith background, because of you know, sort of the admonitions in Scripture of for people to be the stewards of the earth that God has given them.
Yeah, totally, and that's what I believe. And if I can have a role in that as an artist, just to direct people to God, the master artist and creator, I'm fortunate to be able to donate a lot of my works to various conservation causes, where they have fundraising banquets, and I'm able to donate my wildlife-themed paintings for these causes. And so I think, you know, that's always been something really important to me, that I really give back to the community.
Great. Well, let's take, on that note, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest artist Josh Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
When your face lights up and you're down in your heart, you see, darling, I know, and I don't see that spark. Turn away to try and ease the pain. It's easy to know who's the one to blame. Try to fix it, but you can't. Run back into my heart. Never knew there were things uncertain, but you were
stretched out on my face against the pain. I'll hold you tight, let you know it's alright to fail. Be still in my heart, I will not part from your ways. Hold fast to the road, it will take you home. Try to fix it, but you can't.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Run Back from the Royal Foundry's debut CD, Wherever We Go. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with artist Josh Thiessen. Josh, before we went to the break, you were talking about, you know, being able to use your art to help with artists, environmental causes and things like that. It's been about a year since we've talked, and you've had a pretty busy year at that with a number of successful shows and commissions. What's been the highlight in this whole time frame for you?
Oh, well, it's hard to say one highlight. I've been fortunate to receive various awards, in particular the top 20 under 20 in Canada for starting the Arts for a Change Foundation, which supports over 40 charities through my art donations. And I think just being able to, give back through that, and I think as well, ultimately, that I think a highlight is that I'm just able to, and I'm so blessed to be able to work at my art full time, to be making a living at it, and to now being able to exhibit my work internationally.
Well, looking at that, have there been any challenges that you've had to work through in this time? I'm thinking maybe time management might be one of them.
Yeah, totally. You know, I try to keep as well balanced as possible. That's why I'm still working at post-secondary level, working towards a bachelor's degree in arts and biblical studies, very part-time at this basis. But I have had to sometimes cut back on as many events. I think 2 years ago I did 31 art events throughout the whole year. And so I've had to select certain shows that are more worthwhile, various juried art festivals. To keep well balanced is something really important, to keep exercising and for my own physical well-being as well.
Well, you mentioned already the Artists for a Conservation being juried and being accepted into that group. There's also been another group that you've been accepted into, the International Guild of Realism. Give us a little bit of background about who they are and sort of what you had to do to make it into that group.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I applied for this group that it represents the top realist artists in the world, so art that is very, very highly refined and lifelike. And so I was thrilled to get in when I was 17, among upwards to 350 members from all around the world. And so each year they meet for a group exhibition that you can apply to an international show. So last year it was in Arizona, and I had a piece accepted to that show. And this year I've had two pieces accepted into their exhibition at Robert Lang Studios in Charleston, South Carolina. So I'm super honored and blown away. The American Art Collector magazine, the top magazine in the U.S. for art collectors, has featured this group extensively and the exhibition, and has featured my work along with the show. So it's just a huge honor to become a part of this group that is really advancing realism as a credible style, and that's really making a comeback in the 21st century, sort of like a renaissance of our time.
Well, and there's something about realism, and I mean, in some cases, you often can't tell the difference between, if the artist is really, really good, between a realism painting and a photograph. And that, in terms of all of that, how have being accepted into things like the Artists for Conservation and the International Guild of Realism, what has this meant for you as an artist? And just on an individual level?
I think it's given me a huge level of credibility in the art world to be accepted along these top artists in my genre. For one, with the Artists for Conservation, the last 2 years, I've had two paintings accepted into their live exhibition and as well their coffee table hard book. And I think all this has really helped me to be able to get out there and to increase my platform in being in this world as a Christian in the visual arts.
Well, looking at that, has there ever been, and you sort of I get, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, two strikes against you in the sense that your age, because you're often being compared to people who have been working at this art form for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, and your faith as well. So have you ever had anybody comment or connect with you on those levels about your age and about your faith?
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting question. Well, firstly, with my age, I have a mixed response. The general public, though, really sees it just as an added interest to the fact that I'm able to produce work at an adult professional level. I've been recognized as a prodigy by the world's leading prodigy expert, which was very incredible. I think in the art world, though, particularly the establishment, your work is judged on its own, regardless of your age. And so the fact that I've been accepted into these groups and represented by galleries now, like the Algonquin Art Center, it's really shown me that that my work is being judged on its own, regardless of my age. And that goes for my faith as well. I think if the work is of a quality, non-Christians will be able to maybe put up with your faith and what you say. In all of these spheres, I'm amazed at the conversations that I'm able to have whenever I'm at exhibitions, which could start from one of my pieces that may have a spiritual meaning for me. I think we live in a world in the postmodern state of the art world, which is filled with a lot of chaos and nihilism, that I hope my work can bring some light into this world and some contemplation. It's unfortunate that there are not too many Christians in the visual arts, and so I hope to be one in this world, and people would see the authenticity and the honesty in the work that I create.
Well, one of the things I've been finding over the years, over the last few years, as I've been doing this program and talking to artists, and that is this movement towards creating art that will stand on its own as a piece of art, whether there's something intrinsically in there that's spiritual, or whether it's more you know, symbolic, or just, you know, not that it's hidden, but it's not out there in your face saying here's you know, a spiritual message. Are you finding that is happening more and more amongst artists who are Christian, that they just want to create art and create good, solid art that can stand on its own?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's unfortunately been a understanding of a quote-unquote Christian art that really merely has just didactic purposes that are supposed to just propagate one's belief. And I think that the way that I look at it is that, the message of the work becomes strengthened due to the quality of the work. The great Christian art historian Hans Ruckmacher's books I've read really emphasizes this point that cheap art means a cheap message. And so for me, I'm very concerned about the quality, constantly improving in each one of my pieces. They can take around 300 hours to create, up to 400 hours for the larger paintings. And so for me, I'm never about trying to force a spiritual message onto someone through my pieces. But if someone is curious and would like to read my stories behind my paintings, which are on my website, I think that can definitely open up a conversation and hopefully through my work represent the message that I'm wanting to portray, which is reflecting the master artist and giving credit to him, and hopefully they can see that in a new and different way. So I think for me, it's really breaking down those stereotypes and walls that a lot of the art world has had towards Christian artists in the art world.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that more and more as I talk, and that's a whole other conversation that unfortunately we don't have time to get into tonight. Let's take one final break, and then we'll be back to wrap up our conversation with artist Josh Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
It's you and me now, living the quiet life. It's you and me now. We've been burned once or twice. Say, ooh, come a little closer.
It's you and me now.
Say, ooh, don't hide away your heart, love. And all. Yeah.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to All We Have from the Wherever We Go CD by the Royal Foundry. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with artist Josh Thiessen. Josh, as you've been looking at things and that, you mentioned, you know, still working on some schooling and that. What's next for you?
Well, right now I'm looking towards actually speaking, continuing with that. I go into high schools and schools. I'm going to be a lecturer at Niagara College, a presenter about my work and art and my story. So I really enjoy that. I hope to continue giving back to the community. Right now, my whole family also, during this time, has chronic Lyme disease, and so we're hoping to get treatment for that next year, as that's something that I personally have struggled with for a couple of years, and so that I'm hopefully getting to be able to get this treatment to continue to be able to work on my art for years to come. So I'm very excited for what the future has in store.
Yeah, I've been following the whole Lyme disease story as well, and unfortunately I didn't get a chance to get, I had that down as a question, and we just didn't get a chance to get at it tonight. So maybe we can talk about that some other time. If people are interested in finding more about you and about your art, where can they do that?
Yeah, so more information about my art and to see my pieces, you can go to www.joshtiessen.com or find me on social media like Facebook or Instagram.
Josh, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Josh Thiessen. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter @selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.